Are you excited but nervous at the same time about investing in real estate? Are you confused about where to get started? Do you feel uncertain about your ability to invest in real estate because of finances, the market conditions, or not knowing enough? Hi, my name is Monica Sawyer, and I'm the host of the Real Estate Investing for Women podcast. I work with professional women on how to get started in real estate investing or grow their current portfolios. In this podcast, I will share my own strategies as well as those of many amazing experts so that you too can build wealth the blissful way. That means building wealth on your own terms, part-time, with very little stress. To get started, download your free report on my personal favorite strategy at blissfulinvestor.com. Are you interested in investing in turnkey rental properties? My friend Kathy Vetke, co-founder of Real Wealth, can help. She's been investing in real estate for over 20 years and has a network of over 50,000 members who she helps create real wealth, which is about having the money and freedom to live life on your own terms. Visit realwealth.com/blissful. That's realwealth.com/blissful to become a member, view sample properties, and connect with property teams in over 15 markets across the U.S. It's 100% free and only takes 5 minutes to join. Hi there, everybody. This is Monica Sawyer with blissfulinvestor.com and Real Estate Investing for Women. And today I am doing another journal entry on starting something new. And the first thing I want to do is just apologize that I kind of fell off the planet around this. I had a couple of really, really difficult months at the end of last year. We had a few relatives that decided to leave the planet. And of course, there's a lot of emotional stuff that happens around that, and really wanted to be with family and stuff during the holidays. So I just want to start by apologizing for not kind of being attentive to this, but that's part of bliss, isn't it? For me, in any case, it's really about living with my priorities, and my priority really is always family first. So, and taking care of myself, I really needed some downtime to incorporate sort of what was going on, right? We had the end of the year, we had an election, I had some serious family stuff, as I just mentioned. And, you know, part of living a blissful life is not only paying attention to those things, but also I've structured my life in a way that it doesn't demand that I focus on my business when that's not the best thing for me. So even though there was a lot going on, I was able to deal with it, you know, as it came. And then I just decided that I would hold off on doing these journal entries until it felt a little bit more appropriate to be out there again, right? So I'm back. Yay! And sorry about the long explanation. I just wanted to give you kind of an understanding of what was going on. But I have kind of a funny story for you. So last year, before all of this stuff started to happen, right, that I just talked about, my husband and I decided to go on vacation. And we left for, I want to say, 5 days right around Thanksgiving. So we went away, you know, we were getting all planned, and you know how it is, just the few days before vacation, how things are kind of crazy, right? I've got my nose down, I'm working really hard. And 4 real estate projects that I had been waiting on suddenly are demanding my attention. Like they all suddenly kind of come to a head. This is the part where I need to start taking action. So this is funny. I just want to tell you what this looked like. So first of all, I'll talk about the Belize property. Most of you know, because you've listened to my show, that I bought a piece of property in Belize about 3 years ago. Okay. It's taken forever to get title and to get the transfer done and all of that stuff. Now, what I do know about Belize now, and this is fairly common, is that in order to buy a property and have it close and transfer title, it takes between 18 months and 2 years. So 18 to 24 months. I didn't know that when I went into it. And this is one of those things, right, ladies, when we're doing something new, we go in there, we're really excited. We talk to all the right people, but we don't get all of those details that we're hoping for, right? So you got to kind of learn through the process. I will admit, I got really frustrated that this was taking so long. A transfer of title, a sale would never take that long in California or pretty much anywhere in the United States, right? So this was also a little bit like, ah, and I've talked about on these journals before, like learning about patience. I can't tell you, like when I start something new, it truly tests my ability to be patient. Like on every project, I think you're going to hear that on every single one that I talk about today. So this was one another one that like tested my patience. Okay, so it's supposed to take 18 to 24 months, but then COVID hit. We're just about to have title finally transfer to us and all the offices closed down in Belize. Fine. Deep breaths. It's okay. But the week before, I think it was a Friday before Thanksgiving in 2020, I was leaving on Tuesday. So I had one more work day before I leave. I had Friday and then I had one more work day, Monday. Now they decide they need signatures and they want to Federal Express my title to me when they needed a little bit more in fees because I asked them to change the way they were doing title. Awesome. Okay, well, that's really good news. That's not that much, right? So that's okay. The problem is that they're not as, it's not a problem. The thing that I need to remember is that they don't do business the way we do business. So me needing to do a signature meant that they were not going to get that to me until Monday. And then they wanted to Federal Express the title to me so I would get it on Tuesday or Wednesday. But I was going to be out of town, like out of the state. So I couldn't have Federal Express delivering something. Anyways, it was really funny. So I'm like, I emailed them and I said, tell you what, I'm going to be back in a week. Why don't we deal with it then? Okay, great. So what happened next? Well, so then I get back for whatever reason. I contact them. The credit card's not working. We go back and forth. And I still have not gotten my Federal Express title yet. It is coming. I have total, absolute confidence in that. I know a lot of people that have bought in Belize through this same organization. So I'm fine. But it's like, really? Just before vacation, there's this big hurry up thing. And so whatever. So I'm hoping that by the time this releases, which will be in a couple of days, that this will all be handled and I'll have my title, which would be really cool. Awesome. So that was project number one. Project number two, we're refinancing our primary residence. So originally I wanted to refinance all of my properties. I gave my package to my mortgage broker. He actually contacted me and was like, Monica, if you refinance all of your properties right now at this rate, we're getting 2.75 or 2.65 or 2.785 or, you know, 2.873. There's all these different rates, right? Rates change on a daily basis. So you can get this rate and you will save blah, 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 money, dollars per month, right? And I was like, yes, let's just do it. So I handed over the whole package. Of course, they need a million different pieces of paper. This is one of those things, again, that requires patience. Understand, I needed to remind myself that the broker was just doing his job. He was just trying to get from me what he was getting asked. And the lenders are under a lot of pressure right now because of COVID and because of all the new laws about no evictions. You can miss payments, but then the Fed is still holding the lenders accountable. So there's all these interesting rules that are changing because of COVID. Okay, so it's taking a long time. Seriously, taking a long time and asking a lot of paperwork. Then we had to change lenders. Okay, so this whole process has taken 6 months. And then on the Thursday before I leave for vacation, so I got 2 business days left, they need a bunch of other paperwork and they need a signature to close in 5 days or we lose the lock. So great. So we've been sitting on this for six months, right? To do this refinance, 6 months. And now all of a sudden, oh, you have to sign and we need the wet signatures. We have to have somebody come. I'm like, I'm out of the state. So it's fine. They were sort of like, well, we can send a mobile notary to you wherever you are. Wherever I was going to be, they would send somebody to me. So awesome. That was great too. The other thing that I found out is that they're not going to be able to do all my non-owner occupied right now because of all the new Fed rules with the lenders. So the package didn't completely work out. I just got to get my primary residence, which is fine. It lowered my payment awesomely. I'm very pleased about that. But then the next piece is going to be to do with the non-owner occupied houses. And I'm just telling you this so that you know, like, I've been in this business for 30 years, right? And still there's all these surprises and there's all this like frustration that I could be all worked up about, right? But you just gotta laugh. Sometimes it's like, really? This is what we're gonna deal with and this is how we're gonna deal with it. Okay, 6 months and now it's a hurry up and wait. 3 years, now it's a hurry up and wait, whatever. Okay, so then the next one, this is really exciting. Okay, so I have a project, a construction project. You guys have been hearing about this on my show. My business partner and I bought this property 9 years ago, okay? We've been trying to get permits and get it through engineering and get the architect to get it all right. It's not the architect's problem. But the city has demanded so much from us, and we've had to jump through so many hoops. It's taken us 9 years. And then about 2 or 3 months ago, they were like, we're ready to give you permits. Now we just need you to pay for all the school fees. And yay, not just one city's school fees. I have to pay for two because the elementary school for this property is in one unified school district and the high school is in another one. So we get to pay twice. Yay, aren't we lucky? So I run around like crazy, and they needed that by a certain date, right? So I drive up to both cities. It was interesting because of COVID, each one of them was only in their offices once a week for an hour and a half, and they did not overlap. So I had to drive up there twice, make sure that I gave them a check. They had to give me the receipt. Then we had to get that over to the building department, and then they didn't get it. They're like, oh no, we didn't get it. And so then anyways, lots of emails, lots of phone calls. Finally, we get that through. They're like ready to give us permits. And then we don't know what happened. They didn't give us permits. Then on Friday, this is 3 weeks later, on Friday, just before I'm about to go on vacation, they're like, we've got permits. And so my contractor went down there. He got the permits and then he wants to break ground. This is my first construction project ever, right? This is the very first time I've had an opportunity to break ground. They want to do it on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. and I'm flying at 8:30 a.m. Uh-huh. Like, really? It just was so funny. It was like, no, you're really kidding. After 9 years, I can't be there on the day that we break ground. But the equipment was all ordered. You know, like if you push off one day, you can lose an entire week. I kind of knew the importance. I know the importance of like not stalling. So I let them break ground. They took videos for me. The guys had a lot of fun with that. But they broke ground while I was on vacation. Awesome. And then here's the next one. There's the bore strategy that I've been talking to you guys so much about, because that's like the thing that I just started, right? I started doing these journals when I started the bore strategy, right? So right when I got involved with the bore strategy, I made an offer in house, got it accepted. But here's what I've learned. Again, let's talk about patience. When you're dealing with a bank, so whether it's an auction property, an REO, a short sale, any kind of special sale, and you're dealing with a bank or you're dealing with an auction company, it takes a long time, right? I didn't know that. And that's not kind of the way that it was presented either by Roger. And I'm not blaming Roger. What I'm saying is that he sort of felt like it was such a not a big deal that he didn't even mention it. He didn't think to mention that, well, these kind of things kind of take time. He expected that we would understand that because anybody who's been through a short sale or been through an auction or been through a foreclosure or been through an REO knows that this takes a long time, right? But of course, I didn't realize that even though I've done some of this stuff, I kind of, anyways, whatever, I had in my mind that it would be a lot quicker. Well, I make an offer. But then it takes time to close it through the auction company, and the bank came back and they wanted more money and we said, no, thank you. Then they came back, they wanted to sell it to me. That's great. But then they pushed it off. And then I decided to make an offer on another property, got that one too. And same thing is happening. So long story short, it takes about between 2 to 4 months to get a home to transfer title from the auction company to me, you know, after we make that offer, if it goes through. Now, what is true for some of the other ladies that have been in this program with me, the buyer came back and asked for a lot more money. And when they said no, they backed out. So they just lost the property, which is okay. You don't want to pay too much for a property. So that's good, right? Anyway, so it took this all this time. And here's the other thing that I really want to say that I have been so appreciative of regarding this strategy. I love working with Roger and his team because you know what? I'm not having to learn the learning curve. When the bank or the auction company comes back to me and says they need this or they need that or they're, you know, whatever, I'm not dealing with any of it. Roger makes all of those phone calls, deals with all of that stuff. His admin does all the paperwork. So I'm so grateful. Yes, it takes a little bit of time, but they're really hard to deal with. And I'm not having to deal with them. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Helen, who does his marketing and now does my marketing. And she was saying, yeah, you know, they can be really, really abusive because they know that they're selling a house seriously under market and that you're getting a deal. So they're just difficult about it sometimes. But in the final analysis, you know, I might get a $30,000 home for $12,000 or $13,000 or $14,000, which is what I did. I got a $30,000 home for $12,700, right? Is it worth it? Absolutely. And am I stressed about it? No, because I'm not dealing with any of it. All I have to do is be patient, right? Which is not one of my strong suits. But anyway, so I'm patient. We're going along. I keep thinking, when is this going to close? Roger keeps saying, we're waiting. You know, I'm pinging him every week, whatever. Finally, on the Wednesday before I'm leaving, this is no joke, you ladies. Like, seriously, this is no joke. The Wednesday before I'm leaving, so I got 3 business days, they decide that they're closing. And I was like, great. Because now I've got to get marketing set up. I haven't done any marketing on any of these projects yet. And it's the holidays, right? So I'm like, really? Like, I'm going on vacation and my 4 big projects that I've been waiting on, one's 6 months, one's 4 months, one's 3 years, one's 9 years. Now everything is coming to a head in this 1 4-day period before I leave on vacation. Oh my God, it was just nuts. Anyway, so I get on the phone with Helen, who handles all the marketing for Rogers, all of his, like the board members, you know, the buyers club that I've been talking about. She does the marketing, she's setting up a team. But anyways, I got to deal with her directly and we got started on kind of how to do the marketing. She is amazing. She's got her systems. She's incredibly kind, dedicated, hardworking, and super smart. So we had a great conversation. We talked about pricing, what I wanted, what I would take and what I wouldn't take, and that I did not want to be disturbed while I was on vacation. This is one of those things that when I take vacation, I really, really need to relax. Like, I need to be offline. I need to not be thinking about work. I need to not be going onto my email. I need to not be doing any of this stuff because I really need that sort of decompression time so that I can rejuvenate, right? That's actually one of the principles in my book, Play is the Way. Like, we actually need rest in order to perform at our very best. So that's one of my policies. It has been since I got into the workforce. When I go on vacation, I'm on vacation. I'm not working. So I told her that, and I gave her all the parameters. If I get a cash offer, I'm willing to take this. If I get all of this stuff. Well, so it was great. And I told her, of course, she can text me. I'm not going to check email, but she can text me if she needs to, but it has to be an emergency. Please honor that, which she did. She did not text me. When I got back, what I found out is that because it was Thanksgiving, we didn't have anybody that was able to go out and put out the signs. We did not have a locksmith that would come out. She originally had a locksmith. So what happens is there's a locksmith that comes out and changes the locks and takes all the pictures of the house so we can see what we actually bought, right? So, and she orders the signs. So we could not, the locksmith that was going to come out quit. I'm not sure what happened. I think he had a family, something happened. We couldn't get the signs printed. So by the time I came back, she had been working at it, but nothing had happened. So it was fine. Finally, after about another 2 weeks, we finally get a locksmith out there. Everything is great. I look at the pictures. The house is beautiful, significantly prettier than what I had expected. And I only spent $12,000 or $13,000 on this, $12,700. So it was really great, right? I was really excited. I talked to the locksmith about it. He actually gave me some insights about sort of what was going on with the house and the neighborhood. So that was really lovely. And we start marketing the house. And, you know, again, I'm thinking, oh, it'll just sell. But we're doing owner financing. We're offering it at significantly less than rent. You know, it's a great deal. It's a beautiful home. Oh, it'll just sell quickly. Like here in the Bay Area, if we put a house on the market, it sells between 2 to 4 weeks. And it goes for over asking. So you can see kind of what my expectations were, right? Well, guess what? It took longer than we thought. Surprise! I finally closed on it 2 weeks ago. So we closed on that when I sold it. And it took about 2 months to sell, just so you have perspective on sort of how this goes. So when from the time you purchase, you make an offer on it, to the time you close, if you get it. Again, remember, we're dealing with an auction house. And remember, you're getting a really good deal. And remember, you're not having to deal with any of the stuff around that. We've got a team that does it, right? So, but when we think about all of that, from my perspective, now I know that from beginning to end, it's going to be about a 6-month process, which is fine with me, as long as I know what to expect, right? So that's what happened. And here's the funnest part about this. In the end, I sold the property to a single woman who never would have been able to afford a house for her and her children. And she's in a house that she now owns, right? And that's, to me, that's like so heartwarming, right? Because I'm here to support all you ladies. And now I supported another woman by carrying a note so that she could have a home. Yay! That was amazing to me. So anyway, so I tell you this story, just first of all, I thought it was hysterical that like the week, like from Wednesday to Tuesday till the day I left on vacation, I can't believe that all of these projects came to a head. My husband was laughing at me. He's like, you know, Monique, you really just need to go on vacation more frequently because then more will happen. I can't say that I disagree with him. I was absolutely amazed at how much had to happen like those few days before I left. And I've been absolutely amazed at how things have gone since, right? There's been a lot of really, really good stuff. So I just wanted to share with you, you know, like life happens. And when you're starting something new, there's a lot of pieces going on. And in this case, the Acacia project, so the construction project was new. The Belize property, that's new, right? Because I have never bought internationally myself. I bought with my parents, but they managed everything. But this was the first time I bought myself. And then the board, the buy, owner finance, and repeat, that strategy with the buyer's club, that's new. So I had a lot of new stuff going on. I went on vacation. They all came to a head. And here's the really cool thing. While I was on vacation, I did not get one phone call, one email, one emergency, anything. I've set up my systems and I'm working with teams where I can go on vacation and be on vacation. That was the biggest gift that I got out of all of that, is realizing that this whole idea that I talk about with bliss, creating a blissful life, creating a blissful business that supports the joy in your life and supports your core values, right? And supports your needs and wants. I have actually built that. And still I can have all these, like my, you know, I can have multi-million dollar projects going and go on vacation and not have one emergency or one email or one phone call. That's cool, right? So, and that's what I wish for all of you. But the one thing that it has taken is lots of patience from me, right? Like just understanding that when I'm starting something new, there's a learning curve and everything's not going to go as exactly expected. In this case, it's all been great, right? And I've learned the way that my systems are working. I've been able to set better expectations for myself. With the construction project, I now go there. We have a team meeting with the contractors and my business partner and me every Thursday morning at 8:30. We all have some coffee together on the property. And I've been able to watch things happen, you know, like they're pouring concrete this week and there's, you know, there's cool stuff going on. But it all happened just before I went on vacation. Yay. Anyway, so that is my journal entry on starting something new. I hope that was helpful for you guys to kind of see what goes on in my life and in my mind. And, you know, like I said, then there was a lot of emotional, personal stuff that happened. And I was still able to manage all this stuff through all of that because of the way the business is set up. The way the business is set up, but also my mindset around it, right? What are my priorities? What am I willing to give to this? What's it going to take, right? And so I sort of have set myself up, my life up, my husband up, my business partner. Everybody knows how I operate and I'm kind about it, but I also stand my ground. And so I was able to give myself the downtime that I needed and move all of these projects forward in a way that made me happy. So that is the journal entry today. I hope that was helpful. Ladies, I'd love to hear like your perspective on this. Like, was there anything here that you related to or that resonated with you? Was there anything that was exciting? Or was there anything that was depressing that you'd like to talk about, right? So I'd just love to hear from you. I get really vulnerable in these journal entries. And so I love the feedback from you to let me know that this is helpful. So anyway, so I'd love to hear from you. Hi, ladies. I just found out we're having some big technical problems with Extra, and we have been since the beginning of December, and nobody said anything to me. And I feel horrible about that. So, ladies, I just want to tell you, if you have any problems with anything I endorse or recommend, please, if there's any problems, let me know. Email me. Don't be afraid. I want to hear from you because I want to make things right. It's really in my heart that I want to provide, you know, provide what I say I'm going to. So if there's a problem with extras, someone tell me so I can get on it and make you guys happy. And that's true with everything. And of course, if you hear someone on my show that you have, that you go and pursue doing business with, and there's any issues that come up, please let me know. I'd like to know from you ladies, what's working and what's not, who you like and who you don't, so I can provide more of what you like. And also, you know, it gives me leverage if I know what's going on with you guys and I can have more honest conversations with people that are on my show or people that I decide to endorse or vet or whatever. So please help me out. Let me know if there's a problem. And for those of you that experience the issues with extra, please forgive me. I'm so very sorry. Contact me and I will send you a bunch of bonus episodes so that you are taken care of. Okay? Ladies, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you again for joining me on the Real Estate Investing for Women podcast. If you love this show, please subscribe, rate, and review it on iTunes. As women, we need to support and empower each other to build wealth and live joyful lives. Your support of this podcast by subscribing, rating, and reviewing it will help other women just like you learn about building blissful wealth through investing. And remember to download your free report so you can get started on your investing journey at blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.